Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing on this beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome to Make Your Day Count. Welcome to what? Make your morning count. Make your day count today. I just admonish you today and encourage you, go out and do some good today. Go out and witness to someone today. Find somebody and witness to them. Tell them of the goodness of God. Remember, this call is for all of us. Who is qualified? All of us. Who's supposed to go?
All of us.
So let's get busy. Because this gospel shall what, Diane? Preach. And then what happened? The end will come. Mm-hmm. When the gospel is preached to all creatures. So all those who want God to come quickly, then fine. Go to, this is how he's going to come. Oh, man, I wish God would come. Okay, if you want him to come, then go preach the gospel to all people. And then he will come because everyone heard it. Mm-hmm. He's not coming until everyone, what? Here's the good news. And who's supposed to carry it? We. So let's get busy. You want God to come? Get busy.
Get busy. Yeah. All this week, our topic is answering the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 tells us, "In this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
So how the end is going to come? Let's get this gospel out.
And we're to preach as a
witness
to all the nations. So we got to get the religion out of the way.
Come on.
And come back to the relationship. We are a witness of the relationship that we have with God, and then we share that with other people. We share the love that we have experienced with other people. We share the forgiveness that we have experienced with other people. We share the breakthroughs, the healing that we have experienced with other people as a witness. Religion tries to put too many rules on it. I remember one time we were preparing for a baptism at Celebration, and somebody who had came to the class, not that it was a class to be graded or anything, but it was just a time to study the scriptures regarding baptism because we were preparing for the baptism. She had said at her other church that she had took the baptism class, I think she said like three times, and they didn't let her get baptized any of the times. That's religion.
Yes.
Getting in the way of a mandate from God. He said for us to be baptized. What prohibits you from being baptized? The only thing that prohibits somebody from being baptized who wants to be baptized is a lack of water. So you got to go find some water. That's the only thing. If somebody desires, if they receive salvation and their desire is to be baptized, that is the qualifier. That and go find some water. So find some water wherever you could find it. They were in the chariot and there was some water off to the side and they went ahead and used that in the days of the apostles. So the water source is all that is needed, the desire and the water source. So religion puts too much qualification on it when we've already been qualified through the blood of Jesus Christ to share our testimony as a witness.
We are all commissioned by God to go tell somebody what he has done. I am a witness to the power of God's salvation in my life. I'm a witness. You are a witness. You are saved. You now are a witness. Mm-hmm. You are saved. You are a witness. Mm-hmm. A witness of the power of God. Mm-hmm. And you need to just share that. Mm-hmm. That's what Saul will change to Paul. And Damascus, when he was saved, This boy did not save until he was on Damascus Road. On Damascus Road, when he was saved, he became a what? A witness.
And he would tell anybody. It didn't matter if they were the king, what ruler they were, what position he was as. He said, that day.
That day. He was a witness to the power. Oh, I feel good in this radio station this morning. He was a witness to the power of the great salvation, the free salvation. Mm-hmm. Man, he was bold. Mm-hmm. He was so bold to tell you. It was high Paul. Mm-hmm. It was me. It was Saul. Me, Saul, the murderer, the persecutor. Who heard the voice and who saw the light. Be a witness to what God has done for you. Get up and be a witness for what God has done for you.
That was his testimony. That was his go-to, what he experienced.
Yes.
Not just what he knew, because remember, before he had this encounter, he knew a whole lot. He was trained up by the best of the Pharisees. So he had a lot of knowledge according to religion.
Yes.
And he was in high esteem of position and who he learned from and such and the ritualistic things throughout his life that took place, the ceremonial things up to that point. But when it come time for him to share, he goes back to that testimony, what he experienced. Not what he had head knowledge of, but what he experienced. And God is a good God. We can all attest to that. No matter how many scriptures we know, we can attest to the fact that he's been good to us.
Yeah, so go to that experience. You have experienced that great salvation. That's all. Go tell it. You have that great salvation. Let us get busy with it. Brevard County should be saved. All of Brevard County. Not some part of Brevard County. All of it should be saved. And we have the responsibility is given to us. We are commissioned to take the gospel to all of Brevard County. We got to get religion out of the way. We got to get all this little church thing out of the way. What is the main thing? Preach the gospel.
And sometimes we're waiting for a big evangelist to come into town, and we're waiting for big thousand-packed areas of such for there to be a move of God. But all that is not required.
No.
Two by two, they were sent out in Luke chapter 10.
Yeah.
And they came back with powerful testimonies.
Oh, come on.
Powerful testimonies of the power of God.
Yeah.
So let's start in Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Now, that's a powerful verse there in himself. It said in itself, it said he sent them two by two before his place.
Yes.
So he sent them before his face. He sent the people two by two before he got there.
Yes.
Into the place he was about. So we are, as we're bringing our body, as we're moving into a place, we are the forerunner.
Yes.
We are coming in, we're moving our flesh into position, and then he shows up. He operates through the Holy Spirit.
Because that's
us.
What he says. Hold it right. Hold your tongue right there. That's what he says in Matthew chapter 28. Mm-hmm. When you go, lo, I am with you. You got to go for him to show up. Mm-hmm. Before he show up, you got
to
go.
So we're taking this physical body to the location.
Then he showed up.
And then he showed, the Holy Spirit working through us, it shows up in operation to fulfill what he sent us to do. And that's powerful because the Holy Spirit inwardly dwells in people.
Yes.
So in order to have a communication with a person who may not be in tune with the things of God, they're going to hear the witness of the Holy Spirit through another person. Hearing an audible voice of God is rare. It is more common. It is more relatable. People, the Holy Spirit working in me bears witness with the Holy Spirit in you. And there's a communication that takes place. And then we hear from God. It brings confirmation where maybe the person had a thought, or maybe they had a dream, or maybe they had a vision, or maybe they had another communication with another person. And now the word, and it brings further confirmation. So the Holy Spirit inwardly dwells in people. So when we're bringing our physical body into the place, our physical body is coming as a forerunner for the Holy Spirit then to work through us. Jesus, it said, he himself was about to go. So he's about to show up. So all we got to do is get in position.
Before he show up. Get there so he get there.
Get there so he get there.
He wants to show up. But we got to get there. So we have to be the forerunner. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
He sent them to the place where he's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, I am with you, even to the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you go with the what? The good news. Mm-hmm. Because I am going to show up. Go testify of me, and I will show up to bring the manifestation of that power that you just testify of. That's simple.
And he sent them two by two. And then when we look through the epistles, when they went out and were doing stuff in Acts and such, as soon as they would get a group of four or five, it says they would split. These two would go this way. These three would go this way. So this thing is about small groups covering much territory.
Come on, Dad.
In small groups, because God is with us. He is in the midst. And so as we're moving our body, as we're being mobilized into position, the Holy Spirit is then showing up in those locations. So we don't need 100 people. We don't need 500 people. We don't need 1,000 people. We need two. So that they could courage one another, to be in agreement with one another. And they go into the place. And then the Holy Spirit is there, and that brings forth citywide transformation. Doesn't have to be this group of 1,000 people in Cocoa, this group of 1,000 people then in Melbourne. No, two by two, we could cover the whole state.
State.
As we move forward and we bring forth the Great Commission as we answer. Verse 2 of Luke chapter 10, it says, "Then he said to them, 'The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house.'" Now, that's a list of things he told them not to carry. And sometimes we're waiting for the things before we're willing to bring forth the message.
That's right.
We're waiting for things. But he said, no, you don't need those things. You don't need to be carrying around a whole bunch of money for you to be a witness. You don't have to have a knapsack full of valuable possessions to be a witness. You don't have to have the finest shoes to be a witness. You don't have to have the biggest popularity. He says, greet no one along the road. You don't have to have all these things to be a witness. You just need to be at peace. Be in the place where he has assigned you to be and spread this great news.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.